Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of BigSoftTitty.png. It's very special because it's an episode of BigSoftTitty.tiff, our Patreon show that we're unlocking for you this holiday season. Just have a good time. Have a great December 25th, 26th, everything up until the 31st. I hope you have the best possible time, you little scamp. And don't let me catch you drinking that eggnog. Without some bacon nog to wash it down. Now that's breakfast, baby. Okay. It's
brutal.
Okay, it's currently Christmas Eve and I'm bombing, so I'm just going to give away to Pastor Tom and Demi. Please enjoy this episode. It's called Baby in the Bag. The last 5 minutes of this is the dumbest shit we've ever done. Thanks for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to give us a gift for Christmas, rate, review, subscribe, you know, the things you do. It helps people discover the podcast and the idea of people kicking off their January with starting to listen to this fucked parade of absolute dog shit. Really warms the old heart. So, thanks so much. Bye.
Well, don't do that off, Mike.
What?
Oh. Save it for the podcast.
Okay, I'm ready to begin podcasting.
Yeah.
What a beautiful podcast.
That's Tom's new character, Strangled Hen. I love her.
Hello, I sound all fucked up, don't I? Wow! You'd never guess how big I am.
I was born in a coop.
It's so funny to imagine, like, hearing the audiobook of, like, Dark Knight Rises and being like, this guy must be, like, 5'2". Like, there's no way someone who sounds like, hello.
But
he sounds like
to...
fucking Rhetoric Kane or whatever from Diablo.
But of course, though, he's gigantic because it's like when you talk to a Maori guy and you're like, if you had just heard it and had never seen what a Maori guy looks like in real life and you're like, what?
A teddy bear's like voice is coming from this wall of a man.
Well, I don't know, babe. I've seen a pretty rude teddy bear before.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And once again, we're coming back to our comedic inspiration, Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know when he wanks?
Yeah.
Into like an eye?
Yeah.
He finds a woman's eye to wank in, and you're like, oh, Ted.
Initially.
It's no wonder Mark Wahlberg is your best friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, in that scene.
He can be so rude.
That scene where Ted finds that woman's eye in a Ziploc bag, and he's like, well, I know what to do with this. And you're like, surely it's returned to the owner of the Ted,
Ted. And he's like, but it's so soft. It's so soft.
Yeah.
And I love the zip feeling of the lock bag.
Zip.
And then Tom Cruise runs in and he's like, oh, no. No, I need that to get back into my job at the Minority Report.
Yeah. It's a very ambitious project, the Ted Cinematic Universe. But the TCU just rewards repeat viewings.
Yeah. Anyway, you know when you said when you're listening to the Dark Knight audiobook, do you mean shutting your eyes watching the movie?
Yeah, that's how I think of audiobooks.
Yes.
I really love audiobooks.
But that's only because you're smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I prefer to, when I'm watching a movie, I will actually upload my own custom subtitle track for one of the classics, like, you know, a Dickens novel, which of course I know all the names of.
Yeah.
And I don't feel the need to list any of them now, but I'll read that so I can actually read a book while I'm watching movies.
Yeah,
so that way,
great.
Yes, I'm being entertained, but I'm also being good and smart.
Yeah. So I like to, think of movies as visual audiobooks.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that my main way to kind of maintain that intelligence is either to close my eyes during a movie.
Yeah.
And then I'll be kind of treating it as an audiobook, but also I'll be thinking of a painting.
Yeah.
So that way I'm feeling very cultured.
You know that Van Gogh movie they did? He's lots of paintings.
Yeah.
Because other painters did it as well.
Yeah. That's kind of like all the movies have really made a lot of art forms obsolete, because back in the day, to see a movie, what you would do is you'd watch look at a whole bunch of paintings over the course of your life, and then you'd kind of like piece them together
to like one movie.
Yeah, and you'd be like, "Oh, that guy from the dinner before is now up on that cross."
But it's still Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of in the same way that, you know, there's the hero of a thousand faces.
Mm.
All of those faces are underneath a Batman mask.
Yeah. And the Joker was persecuted as well.
Yes. We feel bad for the Joker.
We feel bad for the Joker. He just wanted to be twisty.
Okay, so I guess it's illegal to laugh now. All right. Still
I had to walk through three doors.
And that's just another way that the Experiencing Suicide Squad as an audiobook challenges you. Because you have to be like, what could that possibly be?
Is it three doors or a happy man?
Yeah. The man.
Who's fucking damaged, dude?
I was setting up myself up with
sort
a nice.
Sort of disregarded what I said.
He's
I thought,
damaged.
I thought it was smart and true.
Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting how damaged he is considering it's written on him. Kind of like a package of some kind. But if the Joker turned up at my doorstep, I don't think I'd open the door. Unlike if there was a package, even a damaged package.
If I had to get a tattoo like that, I'd write fragile. I'm depressed and fat. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry, pod update. Demi's depressed and fat now.
I'm depressed and fat. I'm fat and stupid and depressed. So,
I believe you.
Yeah, believe women. So, I was thinking that maybe it's because it's kind of like he came out of the jar.
Yeah, right. I was wondering what that smell of burning rubber was.
What's that?
You thinking?
That's funny.
I was wondering what that
steam was
coming from.
Do I run on steam or do I have rubber tires? Which one is it? Do I have some kind of, is it like a fan belt situation? Because even then it wouldn't need steam. Tell me what you're thinking of.
Okay, and now actually I'm smelling some melting plastic, so I think maybe you're thinking too much about this. So maybe it's better
okay,
if we just move
all
on.
Okay, all right, so I run on steam, somehow I have rubber tires as well, and I'm made of plastic, and you tell me how the steam doesn't melt the plastic before now.
Right.
Tom, explain what kind of machine I am, go ahead.
Oh boy, and now there's actually binary code leaking out of your ears,
I'm a robot. You're so fucking
oh,
smart.
And I guess I'm a robot. Oh, great. Opening up a capture for a website. Oh, okay, so I guess I've got to prove I'm not a robot now.
With this invisible test you've given me.
Oh, okay, great. So I guess I just have to identify all the fire hydrants in these pictures, because a robot can't do that.
I got really mad the other day because it kept, like, the one square, it showed, like, six fire hydrants in a row, and I was like, I've proven.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'm not a robot.
Yeah.
I think that the reason he says damaged on his forehead is because he was a reject from the Leto factory.
Yeah. He's not one of their best.
No, they used a big stamp that they have.
Boof.
Yeah.
One of the
stamp crushes the Leto. It doesn't even have to say damage because we know.
It's usually supposed to impact the head so much that it can't be used in acting.
Yeah, but he had just such a strong forebrain skull that he actually was undamaged by it. But he does still have the stamp on there.
The thing that I forgot about
the
that.
Thing.
The thing.
Scary.
Ah. This guy's fucking chest is splitting open.
I put my blood in a dish.
Yeah. All right, guys. Now I think the thing is around us. Separate to that, I've come up with this cool recipe for hot blood. Okay, so we're all going to, let's all forget our troubles with a soothing dish of hot blood.
Oh, my hot blood is angry.
Oh, that means it's extra good for you. More proteins. Who'd that come from? Oh, I've lost track. Anyway, drink up your hot blood, everyone. Nice steaming cup of blood.
Oh, no, I don't think I'll like this meal. Yum, 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 yum. Eats it all.
30 seconds. A second, third, fourth.
You know, not all Dranculas had to count.
All right, well, show you're working. The thing that I forgot about Jared Leto's Joker is that he also has a tattoo on, like, the I don't know what you call it, but between the index finger and the thumb of the hand.
Like the
he's got a big smiling.
Is it on the front
mouth?
Of it? It's on the front of his hand.
It's on the front of his hand, yeah.
So he can, the front of his hand.
So he can do, like, basically a Joker version of that thing where you'd hold your index finger up to your lip and it'll look like you had a fake mustache.
Yeah.
But he's just doing that with a big Joker face, and Jesus. It's so shitty and lame. It's like, what the this guy cares so much about what other people think.
It's ridiculous. So dog shit. You're not at all intimidating or
this
scary
isn't
because
scary.
You love us. You love us so
You've
much.
You've spent
you
so much time fucking
you.
Customizing yourself.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit, bro?
Got myself a new skin.
Mm.
Paying extra bits or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's downloaded the special Joker Bucks currency, and he's actually using Joker Platinum to buy some more tattoos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joker running up his parents' credit card.
He's got the look at me pack.
Yeah. Do you want to know how I got these scars? Well, the starter bundle is actually pretty good for new players. It gives you a bit of the premium currency, but also these fun scars.
Do you want to know how I got these scars? I don't want to talk about it. I'm shy.
Yes, yes, shy Joker.
Shy Joker.
Do you want to know how I got these scars? Well, maybe you can ask later when I'm not shy.
I'm small.
Well, maybe you can ask when I come out of my shell. I'm shy. I'm the Joker.
I'm the Joker. I'm shy.
I'm Joker. I'm shy. I'm tonight's
Great
entertainment,
guy,
and I didn't really practice this much because I'm shy.
He's reading notes off his hand, but he can't see it because of the big gob he's got on there.
Yes. Want to see a magic trick? Oh, well, I'd love to do one, but I'm shy.
All right, I'm shaking. This is the first time I've done it in front of anybody.
Joker with imposter syndrome.
So we got some, I've bought us a packet of Lagoon Best Ever Dinner Party Icebreakers, Tom.
Great.
So let's go one by one, huh? I'll do the first icebreaker.
Great.
What are you giggling at?
Oh, just the relationship.
What's the biggest surprise you've ever had?
Oh man, nothing good. Probably when I got dumped out of the blue and got my heart broken.
Oh, who did that?
Oh, I don't want to go into it.
Oh, really?
But, like, I think that is probably the biggest
Someone
surprise.
Someone can see the future.
Fun. Hey, oi.
Oi, oi, oi. You nearly missed that one, didn't you?
Yeah. You're going to break up with me? Yeah, I think, I have like 5 memories, dude. And so the thing that I bring up with biggest surprise is probably...
Any about me?
Oof.
Sorry.
Oof.
Sorry.
The memory I bring up when my biggest surprise is probably when I came down for Christmas one year and my mum had wrapped a whole bike, which I know we've talked about before, but that or I don't know. I don't have any fun answer. Mm. I guess I found out my friend had died once.
Okay, do you want to do an icebreaker or...?
Yeah, sure. But, you know, woke up and got a call and, yeah.
Yeah, so just read out
got
the next card there, champion.
Okay. How much taller or shorter would you like to be? This one's... I don't know about this one.
What?
It seems like a... I don't know if it's just the way my brain works. I haven't received many... happy surprises.
No.
I've received mainly shocks. You know? If anything's taken me by surprise, it's an ambush.
Yeah.
I don't get surprise birthday parties.
No.
And I don't think people do.
No, you would hate it.
Yes.
First of all. Because I've thought about before, I wasn't going to, like, throw you a surprise birthday party, but it was just going to be like, let's have a dinner and, like, not tell Tom. And then, you know, it's just
let's have a dinner and not tell Tom and he can stay at home.
And he can stay at home and then he'll be kind of sad.
Yeah. I mean, so, yeah, I was going to do that anyway. Yeah. I was going to be sad at the dinner.
So funny that you make fun of me for having depression and you've clearly got so many issues as well that you're just not dealing with. It's so good.
I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think so?
Yeah, no, the difference is that this is how the brain is supposed to be. You're always moping around and stuff, whereas I'm doing the wonderful, industrious thing of bottling it up, you know, like an entrepreneur.
Yeah, you do your emotionless waddle around the house.
Yes.
And I feel my sadness.
Yeah. You're always sitting around feeling stuff. Yeah. I'm always going out for long walks for absolutely no reason and everything's fine.
Yeah, I'm all heart and tears and you're all legs and face.
Yeah.
You know?
How much taller or shorter would you like to be? And man, again, this is such...
First of all, like, my whole fucking thing is, like, being small. I'm not talented. I just have being small. So, like, like, I can't... I wouldn't change it. I can't.
Yeah. I think I would like to be
much taller.
About 3 feet taller. Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Imagine me.
Yeah. I'd love to see you scraping your 90-degree angle neck against the roof of the house.
Yes. One of those tall guys. I remember when I was in Japan, I saw a guy who was my height, like a Japanese guy. And he was like, he was like bent into a question mark.
King
seriously.
Of Japan.
Yeah, I saw the Emperor of Japan. It was 6'3".
Yeah.
But he was like genuinely, I didn't see, it was a weird moment because I was like, oh, that's the first time I've seen someone that I've like looked in the eye almost. Yeah. But I did look him in the eye because he was bent over like a question mark. Because
why?
In the time that I was in Japan, I had like a permanent bruise on my head because I kept banging my fucking tall head into every doorway. And this guy had just kind of like, you know, when you raise a plant in the dark, he'd adapted to his surroundings and been like, well, if I activate my core and stand at my full height at any time, I will immediately get CTE.
Yeah.
Like my head will be caved in.
Yeah.
So he was just bent over and hunched. It was so funny.
Brutal. Also, I was about to say, oh, you don't have a tall head, but you do. I was going to say, like, you are tall, but you do also have a tall head.
Got a lot of forehead.
Big old forehead.
Got to keep that. Yeah, without the forehead, I'm down in the fives.
You're all forehead.
I'm all forehead.
You got a,
I'm Jimmy Neutron, baby.
You got a top hat shaped face.
Yes, indeed. We got a, basically what we did is we put all the features in the first 10% of the head.
Yeah.
And then that leaves so much room for beautiful forehead.
Tom's also got like wonderful, interesting feet and then very long calves. It's kind of like everything is just segmented.
Everything was made by someone being like, you know what, let's play with these sliders a bit.
Ooh. That's what it is.
I once knew a guy who was...
Tell me everything.
Okay. All right. And she's interested. All right. It was pretty cool, actually, knowing the guy. It was like reading a book, but there's no end to it.
The perfect book. One that doesn't end.
God. So funny. But I knew this guy who was conservatively 65% leg. And it was so funny.
He had like he sits 10 down. Centimeters of tit and belly.
Yeah, genuinely.
And face.
He was so much leg.
Yeah.
And you, like, it wasn't even, I'm not joking when I say that he was mostly leg. God, and that doesn't sound like it's much to be leg. But then you realize how used you are to normal leg proportions. Yeah. And you're like, that guy's so strange looking.
Well, leg is half of your body usually, right? Your pussy's at the middle, probably.
Pussy's around the middle.
Pussy's pretty much in the middle.
Pussy's like, I would say leg is.
Wait, look at me.
Okay.
Look.
Wow!
Yeah, that. I just wanted you to see my dance. So that's here. That's about the middle, right?
I'd say.
Well, like it's. 40%,
45%.
There's the bottom of the crotch.
Yeah. I would say 40%. Sit down and talk into the microphone, please.
What's 40%?
I would say it's at the 40% mark, and then there's 60% of the body left to go because you got the torso and then the head.
Head doesn't count.
Okay, fair enough. But this guy was so much leg.
Yeah.
And it was so fun to look at. So maybe if I could, I would just be all leg.
two legs and a face where your dick should be.
Yeah, my life is immeasurably worse, but I'm still happy every day because I take stairs five at a time. Just trying to big dog everyone by loping up every set of stairs I find.
You just look like a...
See you at the top.
You look like a bean in jeans because you've got just like your just leg with a little guy at the top.
Like a fall guy on stilts.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
God, that'd be so good.
Fall Guys is very fun.
One new icebreaker?
Yeah. If you Wait, no, it's my turn.
Okay.
You can read this one.
If you could have a secret camera in any room in the world, what room would you choose? So this, I guess, is some of these are icebreakers and some of them are pervert outers.
So what was that bunker where that bloke was hiding out for a bit before he got brained?
Huh. You mean Adolf Hitler?
No. Not the dog killer.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. And we're kind of burying the lead on what made Hitler.
He did kill his dog.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's not. Okay, fine. Yeah, no, he killed his dog. You're right.
He did.
And he killed himself as well.
Yeah, idiot.
Okay, seems like we're forgetting a lot of the things that Hitler actually did.
Yeah, one of the best things he did was kill Hitler.
Yeah. That
sounds like a fucking hacky old bit. Did somebody...
I'm sure it is, yeah.
It sounds
sure
like a 90s... It sounds like an old 50-year-old 90s comedian bit.
Yeah.
Like, are we forgetting that he killed Hitler?
I feel like I've read that online, yeah.
Really?
Or, yeah, some like, aspect of that, yeah.
That's, yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
But which bunker are you talking about?
The one with that rough bloke who was really bad.
Uh-huh. And do you want to give me just any...
It's like, might have been underground, potentially. He was the president, I think, of somewhere. Osama bin Laden? Or Saddam Hussein?
Oh, one of them
was one of them was in a bunker.
Yeah, Saddam Hussein got dragged out of a hole in the ground.
Yes, and Osama bin Laden got shot and then chucked in
shot
the
in
ocean.
His house, yes.
Do you ever see that there used to be conspiracy theories?
This is the worst answer I've ever heard to any question.
Did you ever see that there was a conspiracy theory about Osama bin Laden that he wasn't really dead because if you muddled up the letters in his name, it was an anagram for man lobbed in sea. But also, it's not. You need to, like, add a B and an E to it.
That's so funny.
It's really good.
Oh, my God.
It's like people were like, man lobbed in C, and it was like, yeah, if you add a B.
Yeah.
And a couple other things.
Okay, apparently an anagram of it is lob da man in C.
Fucking hell.
Oh, fuck. That's so funny.
But also maybe like a spiritual masseuse's marital bed.
I'm going to say that I don't think I should have a secret camera in any room.
Oh, me neither.
Maybe the White House to see what the clowns are up to so I can catch them juggling.
They got clowns there?
Hope so.
You think of Donald Trump doing this clap and watching a clown.
Oh,
like the
man.
Kind of clap that two-year-olds do where your fingers aren't touching, but he's going, ah!
I am, okay, if I picture Donald Trump watching a clown, I can't picture him clapping. What I'm picturing him doing is like nodding along as if he's watching Dateline or something.
Just thinking.
Yes, absolutely, that's right.
Oh, my God, we can't do fucking Trump impressions on this podcast.
It's a doggy. Yes, that's right, a wonderful doggy. Many people are saying it's the most wonderful doggy
oh
I've ever seen.
Shut up, Alec Baldwin.
I think you'll find that I have a balloon.
I am.
Many people are saying this, that they don't have a balloon, but the world is divided into... Okay.
I can't. I can't give it any air. I can't at all, like, even as a joke, pretend
Fair
that
enough.
It's okay to do.
Yep.
Because we should respect the president. So, also, speaking of Alec Baldwin, Captain Hat, right? Heck of a flick.
Oh, boy. Are we back to that?
Yeah.
And is that going to be an answer to this most recent icebreaker, which I
saw? What's your all-time favorite movie?
Okay. Oh, man. All-time favorite movie.
Mine used to be Alien, and then I remembered that Cat in the Hat.
None of them. The perfect movie, it doesn't end.
It's not. It wasn't the question. It's what's your favourite.
Okay. Well, in that case, what's the longest movie I can think of? Lord of the Rings trilogy director's cut. I remember I once had the DVD for the Fellowship of the Ring director's cut, and I was like so excited for it because I really enjoyed the Fellowship of the Ring movie when I saw it. And I was like, wow, a longer movie? That's going to be
Must
great.
Must be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And watching it, I was like, I got halfway through watching the all the scenes version once, and I was like,
God,
I can't do this.
How long was it?
It's so long. I can't remember how long it is, but it's like it got to the third scene that was like just Aragorn singing a song to himself and one of the hobbits being like, what's that song? And he goes like, it's Elvish. It's about. And I was like, ugh!
Why put songs in books and then make that book into a movie? The songs are so bad.
Songs are so hard to write as well. Like, yeah. I feel like novelists sometimes just, I mean, fantasy novelists just sometimes have a crack at songs. Mm. Like, hey, well, how hard can it be? It turns out very hard.
It's so annoying. Just Hobbit is like walking in a song and a walking in a song. And the tree's so angry walking in a song.
We love to sing a little thing. Now in a snatch, here's Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, he's like, is he, there's nothing wrong with him.
There's nothing wrong with him. He's
I just don't care about
him. I just can't bring myself to care. And people, there was that whole thing, like people got extremely obsessed with him around Doctor Who time. And it was like, please
yes,
shut up.
Because you were on
Tumblr.
Yeah. Yeah. And he was Sherlock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the same thing.
Yeah.
How would you describe yourself in three words?
Big tall man.
I was about to say big tall man. For me.
Oh, okay, cool. Big tall man, let's see, three words. Xbox One X.
No.
PlayStation 5.
Okay.
Here's
mine for you.
Yeah.
Pretty, pretty, pretty.
I like that. Cool. I like that a lot.
Me like Tom.
Okay, let me try and describe you.
Okay.
Little rat podcast.
I'm a podcast?
Yeah. Little rat podcast.
Am I a rat? You think I'm a rat?
Big ass haver.
Yeah, I do have the biggest ass on earth.
Really, really Demi. Okay.
Tom is... Tom.
Yes.
Forehead. Oh no.
Favorite movie, Kung Fu Hustle.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How would I describe Demi? Sitting over there. All right, that's good.
Like, smell, bread.
Yeah.
Demi is here.
Yeah. Man, someone got to go check on that ice because shattering it into a million pieces.
No ice anymore, baby. There's a river in this room.
Yeah. If you could have a servant come to your house every day
Let's
for an hour.
Skip this question.
What would you have them do? Obviously, I'm getting an old-timey butler and I'm fucking him.
Yeah, okay. I would get them to sit down and I would make them dinner.
Yeah, right. I'm getting Alfred and I'm fucking him.
Yes.
I'm fucking him and he has a pussy.
And he has a pussy?
Yeah.
Is that what you're fucking or is it you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to town.
Where's the pussy?
You don't want to get into it.
Regular place.
Yeah. Regular place. Or is that on the front, you know? Like normal. Where's Alfred, the pussy? It's on the Alfred.
You know, there's when there's a gender bent Batman series and Alfred is called Galfred.
Galfred Frederick Greener.
What?
You know,
why wouldn't you just say
a lady
Galfred
version of Fred?
What did you? What's Alfred's last name? Penny.
Pennyworth or something?
Pennyworth.
Yeah, Alfred Pennyworth.
Alfred Pennyworth.
Anyway, I'd be fucking Alfred. He'd be jerking me off, but he'd be holding his little finger out as he does it because he's all proper and British.
Oh, yeah, you think he holds his finger out when he does stuff because he's fancy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he also puts it in my butt. I'm like, ooh.
It's his little finger in your asshole, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Is it a big finger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little finger. Big, though. Big, big little
it's
finger.
It's his little finger, but it's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. The rest of the hand is like, whoa.
Little finger, only a name.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm fucking Alfred.
You're fucking Alfred.
Yeah, I'm bending him over like a big chaise lounge or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, so smashing.
Oh, you're bending him over a chaise lounge.
Yeah, and he's going,
you're not making him look like one, because that was what I... I was like, dude has some weird furniture
I'm
fetish.
Making him look like a chair.
Yeah.
I'm putting a back on him,
to make
I'm fucking him.
To make him easier to fuck.
Because he's ugly, obviously. And I want him to look like a chair.
I want him to look hot like a chair.
I want him to look hot like a chair.
Look hot like a throne, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm bending him over, turning him into a chair, and
damn, you got a glow up. Oh, sorry, I was looking at the chair. You still look like shit, Alfred. Anyway, come over here, let me fuck you. Let me fuck your pussy.
Alfred, let me fuck your pussy.
Alfred!
All right.
Yes, wonderful. Spitting on his hand. Doing the...
All those bloody push-ups and you can't even lift me onto your cock.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You like that?
Yeah, it's really good.
Do you like it?
I want to be fucking animated series Alfred. I don't want to be fucking Michael Caine.
No, that's too bad.
Oh.
You get Michael Caine. So.
You weren't supposed to blow my bloody back walls off. Yeah, right. My cocaine. Yeah, that's what I'll have to take before I consider fucking that guy.
Yeah, it's
an intoxicant or whatever it is. I haven't had it.
It's an upper, I guess. It's cocaine, so
yeah.
Speak fast. You haven't had it?
No.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to. It's
bad.
Yeah, I don't think it would improve my life in any way.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah, I agree. And I think I am a person who definitely should not have it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get ADHD meds next time I talk to my therapist.
That's cool.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it and I'm like, no, now I definitely need them.
Yeah, right.
Plus, if I'm going to do a show next year, which I think I might.
Yeah. If ever there's been a time to return to live comedy.
Well, you know, next time I'm allowed to.
All right, next icebreaker. Obviously, I'd be fucking Alfred in the pussy.
Yes,
and
yes.
Your thing was you'd get a servant over and you'd cook them dinner.
I'd cook them dinner.
Yeah, right.
What are you
cooking? Are you making them something nice? Are you serving up a big Sunday roast? Or are you just serving up like a big platter of shit or your pussy? Or Actually, could you say that you'll cook them dinner, but also that I'm fucking Alfred in the background? So whichever way this goes, I'm fucking Alfred.
Yeah. So I will be cooking them dinner. Really, the only way that I can keep focus on the dinner, like the stirring of the pot, is to have the rhythmic skin slap in the background of your balls against Alfred's thighs.
Yeah, that's what I've heard people congratulate me on in sex is that I do have a very uninspired but steady rhythm.
Yeah.
Just kind of chipping away.
Yep. Yeah.
I fuck like I play Cookie Clicker.
It's Cookie Clicker.
You never played Cookie Clicker?
The fuck is Cookie Clicker?
It's like one of those idle games where you had to like...
What is it? What, idle game?
Yeah. It's like a game you leave running in the background of like a browser and it just steadily accumulates shit.
No.
It sucks. Like it's this weird thing that really worms its way into your head. You should avoid them at all costs. Genuinely.
There was a game that I used to play at school called Fishy. Just one of those games. It was just like, I don't know what the real name of the game was, but it wasn't really a flash game. It kind of looked like cool, but you were a little fish and you could only eat fishes that were smaller than you, and then you would get bigger. And until you were a giant fish that took up the whole pond. And the end of the game was that you were a giant fish that like took up the whole screen. And so the fishes like going into you were just all getting eaten.
Yeah.
And then it would just show you a desolate wasteland and be like, you ate all the fish in the pond. And you're like, oh.
Oh, no.
Bummer.
Sure wish I'd lost and that
sure wish I life hadn't existed. Done that. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always gutting when a game doesn't reward you for consuming everything inside.
Yeah, for being a glut.
Speaking of
sorry,
games,
slut.
Okay. Did but you see eating. That there's a...
But for eating.
Yeah, right. Did you see that there's a game coming out where you play as a dog's failing kidney? It's for iOS and Android.
Yeah, tell me about
it's
it.
It's like one of those pixel-arty fucking arty games.
Yeah.
And you play as a dog's failing kidney.
Yeah, and what happens in the game?
The kidney fails gradually.
Yeah?
And you get
but
to
But
watch...
you play as the kidney?
Yeah.
Ah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I like it, actually.
Don't we love art? Don't you love being like, you know what I should do today?
Yeah.
I should sit down and use some of my limited time on Earth to feel incredibly bad.
It's kind of like Doki Doki Literature Club.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I was playing it and I was like, oh, I know people are like, what the fuck? Like, it's a dating sim, but also it's just like stories that you choose. You're just clicking.
Yeah.
So it makes me feel weird. I'm like, I guess I'm participating.
Yeah.
But also you're just showing me a teen suicide.
Yeah, this is like a, it's not quite a movie and it's not quite a game.
Yeah.
And it's making me wonder why I'm not doing either of those things.
And what makes me really angry is it's not a book.
Yes. I love books.
Oh my God!
I love books.
Book, 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 book.
Do you believe money can buy happiness?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll buy
totally.
A book.
Absolutely. It
buy
could buy a book.
Fucking book.
I love book.
Buy me smile.
Yeah.
Buy me make smile.
Can I buy a fucking hardcover book?
But also it's like being scientifically proven that money can buy happiness.
Yeah.
It's just that there's a cap on it. Once you're making like $200,000 a year, you don't get happier from more money.
Yeah, it turns out
I think it was
that,
about that. Or maybe it was like $100,000 or something.
Well, like, I feel like, yeah, I can't remember the exact figure, but yeah, it's one of those things where like, no, yeah, money absolutely buys happiness. Financial security is happiness. Like, to an extent.
And it's such a low bar these days as well. Like, just to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah. I think it very much can.
Hugely buys happiness. However, what doesn't buy happiness is being the kind of psychopath that accrues millions of dollars or whatever.
Yeah.
And probably a fair amount of guilt from stepping on people on the way to the top.
I mean, there's no guilt. If you're a billionaire, it's impossible to feel guilt. You couldn't, because it's so immoral that I think you don't know what guilt is.
Yeah, billionaires are the kind of people who sit down and watch Parasite and like, oh boy, that poor family.
Who's your favorite X-Man? I mean, Liam wasn't very good. Drucy was pretty cool.
All right, we're going, okay. I remember watching X2.
Cyclops is a little prick.
Yes.
Don't you think?
I think he...
Don't you think he's kind of a prick?
Man, there was a guy I knew in... I'm sorry to deviate from this. There was a guy I knew in uni who was, like, obsessed with Superman. Loved Superman.
That's really weird.
Really strange. Loved Superman. Thought Superman was so cool. And then, in, like, the
and
fifth
then he
year,
saw a picture of Clark Kent and was like, wait a minute. Took the glasses
yeah,
off.
Yeah, he was vehemently anti-Clark Kent.
Yeah.
He was like... I don't care. Why do they keep putting this fucking journalist in the comics when there's Superman around the corner?
Immediately walks into traffic when he finds out they're the same guy. He's been lied to.
I don't know why Superman keeps hanging around with this Clark Kent guy. he switched to... It was so weird. He switched to being in love with Cyclops. And he treated it like I'm not being disingenuous here.
Yeah.
He treated it like he was coming out almost. Because he was like, no, I love Cyclops. Here is why I love Cyclops. And it was so funny reading like his statements about it, because he was like, from memory, I mean, he was like, I have finally put aside the childish obsession with Superman.
Jesus
I now understand that, like, you know, this is a character that I'm not invested in completely. I don't think that the writing is up to par. Cyclops, however.
Oh, my God, that is unbelievable. That is so funny.
Yeah. Like watching someone driving towards a cliff to start doing a left turn, and they're like, yes, 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 and then they just turned into a full 360, but now they're wearing a different hat. Like, it was so strange. So probably my favorite X-Men is Cyclops. I've heard a lot of great good things about him.
Cyclops. Do you remember that movie?
Probably.
And it was a high school for superheroes, and it was like up in the clouds.
Oh, I haven't seen that one. No,
it's fucking great. It's like
you
really
watch
good.
It sometime.
Yeah, it's we really love good. There movies. Was that. What the fuck was it called?
Sky High.
Sky High, and it was so good. And like the main kid is just like, oh no, I'm not very good.
Yeah, right.
And then his friend just glows. He's like, I'm not useful. And then he, like, comes in kind of useful later in the movie, and they're like, see, you are a hero. But
yeah,
he's, like,
right.
just glowing. Like, yeah. It sucks.
Oh, God.
It's
yeah.
really funny.
I mean, that's the thing I like about the X-Men is that they do have a wide enough roster to have some truly dog shit heroes where it's like, yeah, no, I have, you know, super strength or super speed. And then there's just a guy over there who his power is whenever he feels threatened, his bones break themselves, like or whatever. It's so good.
So there's like one of my favorite bits of the movie is, and I can't remember which one this is, but it's when Rogue is, she's like, she runs in and she's like, you mean there's a cure? And then Storm is like, there is no cure because there's nothing wrong with us. And I'm like, well, that's rich.
Yeah.
This girl can't touch anybody she loves because they will die, and you make a cloud.
You
make a Wayne cloud.
It's so funny. It's so just like, dude, if you're going to have that line said to said by anyone, don't have the god say it.
Yeah.
Don't have the hot god who can fly.
Well, it's like a billionaire standing there and somebody being like, I'm starving to death, and the billionaire being like, I know, that sucks.
Yeah.
Ooh-woo.
Well, it's, I don't know. Rogue's cool.
Yeah.
I remember liking Rogue just from seeing her in those, like, X-Men versus Capcom games.
I didn't like
Also,
Rogue
I think it's cool to have a streak.
I didn't like Rogue in the movies because that actress, she was in a movie that poisoned me against her. And I've, like, come to realize that she's good. Like, she's a good actor. It was called Marguerite. Uh-huh. And it was so weird because the first 20
about
minutes.
A lady pizza.
The first 20 minutes of the movie was honestly, like, one of the best short films I've ever seen in my life.
Oh.
And then the rest of the movie, which was another 3 hours, sucked flap.
Yeah, right.
It was fucking awful.
Boy,
but the first 20 minutes, I was like, I think I'm going to fucking love this movie. And I got in for free, and I was like, I want to die.
Hey, quickly, this is something that I had up. Would you like to hear about the contents of Osama bin Laden's computer?
Yeah, sure.
Cool. He had the film Ants.
That's Woody Allen's least favorite portrayal of himself, did you know? Because it's the most like his own personality.
Yeah. He had Ants. He had Cars. He had Chicken Little. Final Fantasy VII, Advent Children, film I saw in the theaters.
What the fuck? Why?
Ice Age, Dawn of the Dinosaurs. Resident Evil.
What the fuck is going on?
Then he had these video games. New Super Mario Brothers for the DS. Mario and Luigi, Partners in Time. Metroid Prime Hunters,
Wait,
which I've
the
played.
DS.
It's
Did
not
he have
great.
A DS?
He had like these, I think, set up
emulators.
For a ROM. Yeah. Bin Laden playing some DS emulators, being like, yeah, interesting. Yoshi's Island DS, Jesus. One Piece Gear Spirit, Naruto, Battles of Prince of Persia. Hell
Bin
yeah,
Laden
dude.
A fucking weeb, dude.
He was a weeb. Bin Laden watching Naruto and being like, I'm the Leaf Village. Man, I could be Hokage.
They bust in and go to drag him out, but he shoots his hands out behind him and is like, you'll never catch me.
They had to throw him off the side because they were too embarrassed that all their bullets got deflected by his no-bullet jutsu. They actually killed a substitute. throwing Bin Laden into the ocean and having him be weighed down by his Leaf Village headbands.
Which is your favorite deadly sin? And this one's fun because it's like, which is the way that you would like to be damned to hell?
Yeah, Jesus Christ. These icebreakers, huh?
Yeah. If you won $1 million, what would you spend it on? And it doesn't say dollars.
Okay. If I won $1 million, what would I spend it on? Wow. Like $1 million is so much.
Nah, it's not that much.
It's so much.
It's not that much.
It's so much, Demi.
It's not that much. There's like 1 million things in this house, so.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there is.
No, there isn't.
Okay, so what's an atom then?
Okay, but even though you wouldn't be able to count to all of them.
Yeah, it's 1 million.
I don't think. All right, well, there's like 1 million atoms in
this house.
This
computer monitor is made out of 1 million atoms, so.
Okay. All right.
So.
Okay.
Do you feel dumb?
No.
Oh, that's interesting because there's like clearly a million things in this house and you said there wasn't. So.
Feel dumb. Stop that. If I won $1 million, I think I would go to casino.
Go to casino.
Put it all on black.
Put what?
Your
penis.
Yeah, put my penis on black.
On black
and
what?
Then black tabletop.
Uh-huh.
And say, what do you guys think?
Spin that thing.
Anyway, you guys want to play some blackjack? Put my penis on black tabletop. Hope the contrast makes it clear where it starts and ends. Except, of course, the end of my penis is quite badly burnt.
It's
so
very badly burnt.
That
yeah.
will blend into the black tabletop.
Yeah.
So but kinda, maybe.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it's disappearing like Marty McFly's siblings.
Yeah. I'll go to the casino. I'll slap my dick on the tabletop and be like, can anyone help with this? I have $1 million. I don't know why I came here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They put it on a little red pillow.
Yes. Thank you so much. That looks far better. Oh, phew. Woo. I was really worried about that because this thing looks busted up.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I like it.
Thank
Honestly,
you.
I like it. And I think it's interesting too.
My dick is like in a, like Wile E. Coyote in a full body cast.
I know.
Good. Have you ever been in a food fight?
I beat the shit out of a hot dog once.
Okay.
Ate that bitch.
Ate the shit out of it.
Ate that bitch.
Yeah. The hot dog eating competition is actually between you and the hot dog, and it's to see who eats who first.
Yeah.
It had you in the first round.
Yeah.
But then came back with your teeth.
Had me in the first round, we're not going to lie.
Yeah, that's good. This is, okay, I'm going to move on to the next icebreaker here. This is one of the questions they've included here as a way to get to know other people.
Okay.
And stimulate interesting conversation. Okay. Get the party started with this collection of imaginative and often hilarious ways to get people talking. That is the pitch on this question.
Yeah.
What's the longest you've ever waited in line?
Well, when I was in line to get my brain from God.
Yeah.
Because obviously I got the last one.
Uh-oh.
Fun to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is fun to say. It's fun to picture you lining up to God.
I can't even, like, if there's a line, I will not.
But you won't do
I
it?
I guess maybe Disneyland or whatever.
We've definitely waited in line at Disneyland for a long time. But also, probably, like, can we just pump the brakes and discuss how maybe bringing up something that was boring is not the best way to go about creating scintillating conversation. I guess there's something interesting at the end of it.
Hey,
but
Tom. Yeah. We're talking about it, aren't we? So.
Any political policy?
So maybe it is. It's a question. We're talking about it.
Also, I just realized we haven't brought this up. These were purchased by Demi for $2 at a secondhand shop. So someone had already.
And they were, no, they were still sealed.
Oh, I thought they were used. I thought we were getting someone sloppy seconds of conversation starters. The ghosts of conversations.
Wait,
past.
You opened them. So were they sealed?
No, it wasn't sealed.
So somebody
got through
them?
All of these. Somebody prestiged their conversation and was like, well, I got no need for these anymore.
I can't believe it because when we take out the first one, it's like we've got hours of content. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I can't believe that somewhere in a podcast like us has gone through all of these bad boys.
Yeah. It's wow. Rogan.
Whoa. Yeah, we're getting some pretty transphobic stuff later on. A lot of these later ones are directly to Jordan B. Peterson, weirdly.
Yeah, Rogan's a piece of fucking shit.
Hey, you've ever eaten elk?
Elk?
Elk? That's one of his things.
Is that like
he loves to kill and eat elk.
Rogan does.
Yeah.
Oh, what a fucking loser.
Okay, but if I did that, it'd be cool.
Elk is just like a fat deer, right?
It's like a big deer.
Big fat deer?
Not fat. I don't
like
think.
A moose? It's no, moose, isn't it?
Moose is moose.
Moose elk is a, male deer. Moose is a fat deer.
Or is elk gendered or elk?
Elk okay. isn't a moose
what
or a deer.
What is an elk?
Pretty sure elk is a moose.
I don't think it's a moose.
I think it's a moose.
Okay, the elk. Oh, it's its own thing.
But it looks more like a moose, I think, than a deer.
It looks exactly like a deer.
It looks like a moose.
That does not look like a moose.
It looks like a skinny moose to me.
No, it looks like a deer that's all
skinny
fucked
moose.
Up. It looks like a buff deer.
It's like a deer with a...
attitude.
With like a dog stuck in its throat.
Yeah, it does have a weird neck, huh? Anyway, that's
right.
An elk.
Fucking prince of necks over here.
Well, I think it looks fucked up. And I'm sick of holding my tongue.
I know.
Because my fingers are getting all wet.
I hate us.
Yeah, one last one to bring us out.
Air.
Mm-hmm.
Air.
Air. If you could have a superpower, what would it be? Oh, God. I can't have that conversation.
No, it's stupid. I don't like it.
I wonder if my improv has gotten worse because now I just have... Now I'm older and it's fine for me to say no.
Well,
you know what I mean?
No, I think it's just like it's bad. It's like boring and I hate it.
Yeah. Another one here that shows that maybe these are not the best conversation starters. What's the sickest you've ever been? So similar to
childhood
biggest
cancer.
Surprise.
Aww.
Yeah.
Another one that was quite a bad icebreaker was shut up. That was one of the cards.
Shut the fuck up for a second. Shut the fuck up. Everybody shut up.
Everybody shut up. Everybody shut up. Everybody, hey, fuck you, shut up.
Shut up. Everybody shut up. Everybody shut up. All right.
Shut up.
All right.
Okay.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut up.
Get down on the ground.
Shush.
Get on the ground.
Get on the ground.
No heroes.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
No one's going to get hurt. Do
shut
exactly
up.
What I say.
Hands on the back of your head.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut
do
the
what
fuck
I say.
Up.
Shush. Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut that fucking baby up.
In the bag.
Shut that baby up now.
In the bag.
Baby in the bag.
Put the baby
put
in the bag.
Put the baby in the bag.
Put the baby in the
put
bag.
Put the baby in the bag. That baby looks rich.
Okay. Take the baby out of the bag.
Imagine a baby wearing jewelry.
Take the baby out of the bag.
Tom, imagine a baby wearing jewelry, like lots of it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Imagine a baby wearing rings
yeah.
and toe rings, and it's got a big neck. It's got pearls on and big yeah. earrings. Are you imagining it?
I am imagining it.
Imagine a baby with a lip ring.
Oh.
Shut up.
Put the baby out of the bag.
Put the baby out of the bag now.
Now I'm bored.
Out
I'm bored
of
the baby being
in the bag. I'm bored of the baby being in the bag. Take
shut
the baby
up.
Out of the bag.
I thought it'd be better if the baby was in the bag,
but it's
not. Take the baby out of
take
the bag.
Take the baby out of the bag.
Shut up.
Baby out of the bag.
No one be a
shut
hero.
Shut up. Shut up.
Hands on the
no
back
heroes.
Of your head. Unless you're taking the baby out of the bag.
No. Take the baby out of the bag, then put your hands on the back of your head. Put the baby's hands on the back of the baby's head. Take the baby out of the bag and put the baby hands on the back of the baby's head.
Now put the baby down. Put the baby down.
Put the baby down. Put the baby down.
Put the baby down. Put the baby down.
You know what? Put the baby back in the bag.
Put the baby back in the bag.
Put the baby back in the bag. The brown
shut
bag.
Up.
The brown bag. Yes, the brown bag.
Shut up.
Put the baby back.
Shut
up. Shut up.
Down on the floor.
Shut up. Down on the floor.
Shut up.
Baby in the bag.
I don't want to have to use this.
Holding the baby.
Yeah.
Pointing it at them.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Nobody want to be a hero. Nobody want to be a hero. Put the
nobody
baby in the bag.
Nobody want to be a hero. Put the baby in the bag.
Put the baby in the bag.
Put the baby in the bag. Big baby.
You know the bag.
Put the big baby in the bag. In the brown bag. Big
baby
in the brown bag.
Bag. Big baby brown bag.
Big baby
bow.
Brown bag.
I mean now.
Bow. Bow to me. Bow. Bow.
Bow. Bow to me now.
Shut up. No heroes.
Bow to me. Hands on the back of your head.
Hands on the back of your head. Bow. 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 Bow.
Yeah. Now get down on the ground.
Brave baby. Get down on the ground.
Now put this in the bag.
Shut up.
Put the bag in the bag.
Put the bag in the bag. Put the bag in the bag.
Put the bag in the bag.
Baby, hold the bag.
I need to wash the bag. Put the bag in the bag.
Be-ba-ba-ba-da-boop. Baby-ba-da-boop. Be-ba-ba-ba-da-boop.
Hands on the floor.
Hands on the floor.
Hands on the floor.
Shut up.
Back of the head on the floor.
Back of the head on the floor.
Hands on the floor.
Baby in the bag. Back of the head on the floor.
Now you look like you're relaxing. You've got your hands on the floor and the back of the head on the floor.
Isn't this nice? Isn't this nice? Shut up. Baby in the bag.
Put the baby in the bag.
The big baby in the brown bag.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Why is nobody call the cops.
Nobody. Why is the baby wearing so much jewelry? Heavy baby. Sorry, heavy baby, too much beads.
Take the jewelry off the baby.
Put the baby in the beads in the bag.
Put the baby's beads in the bag.
Put the baby's beads in the bag.
Take the beads off the baby, put the baby's beads in the bag.
Now, baby, put the beads back on once you're in the brown bag. I don't want the baby wearing the beads when it goes in the bag, but I do want the baby in the beads. Baby, get in the bag.
Okay. Back of the floor. Back of the heads on the floor.
Back of the hands baby. On the floor. Back of the head on the floor. Back of the head on the back of the hands. Back of the head on the back of the hands. Baby in the bag.
Shut up.
They better have those beads on.
Shut up.
Shut up.
I've got a gun.
Shut up.
I've got a gun. I've got a baby in a bag.
I've got a baby in the bag. This is my beads. Baby bag.
Wait. Let me check that I've got the beads and the baby in the bag. Hey.
Hey.
Baby.
Baby.
Baby in the beads in the bag.
Baby bit a big hole in the bag. Baby, get back in the bag.
Baby, don't bite a big hole in the bag.
What's the baby's name? Brian? Brian? Brian the baby. Get back in the brown bag. Put your beads back on, Brian. Baby, don't bite a big hole in the bag.
I think I heard a sound. Brian the baby bit both beads.
Shut up.
Nobody be a hero.
No heroes.
No heroes.
No heroes.
Oh my god. All right.
We have to go.
All right, bye.
Bye. Baby in the bag.
Baby in the bag.
Bye.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing and context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. this Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
A change of seasons means adventures in rain, shine, mist, or snow, or all of the above on the same day. This season, prepare for every season with the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. With all-condition traction and materials and features to keep you comfy and dry no matter what, you'll be ready for anything. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. Allbirds.com, code FRESHSOCKS.